Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and the girl who needs to get back in the gym, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Zumba by Any Means Necessary. When I first heard about Zumba, I didn't pay it any mind because I wasn't interested in another exercise fad. Remember when hot yoga was hot? Pilates? Please. I'm embarrassed now to think about how much I weakened my living room floorboards by trying to keep up with my Billy Blank's Taibo tapes. But when I got an opportunity to take a free Zumba class, I figured why not? This winter has not been my friend. Severe low temperatures and back-to-back snowstorms did not inspire me to go to the gym. Add in all my broken promises to excavate my exercise mat from behind the couch and work out at home, and it's no surprise that my hips are looking hippier than I'd like. And to paraphrase Beyonce, I don't think you're ready for this belly. Zumba, according to my friends at Wikipedia, is a brand name for a fitness program consisting of dance and aerobic exercise routines performed to popular, mainly Latin American music. That sounded promising since I love to dance. No, I mean love to dance. And it turns out that I enjoy Zumba so much that I'm sorry I didn't try it sooner. It was just as much fun as partying at a nightclub, but without the cover charge, overpriced drinks, and over high-heeled shoes. I guess it all starts with the instructor. She's very encouraging, and all are welcome, so there's a wide range of skill levels. There are women who look like they're perfecting their strip club pole skills, while there are others who completely destroy the stereotype that all black people have rhythm. And you know what? That's okay. These aren't auditions for Alvin Ailey. We're all there to have fun and work out to the best of our ability. Now, you would think a gymnasium of 50-plus people would begin to smell a little rank. But once we get going, this group of black women smells like a beautiful blend of baby powder and Carol's daughter. It's particularly inspiring to see the older women in class who are not letting their age diminish their vibrancy. But I'll be honest, there are a couple of them who kind of scare me. We forget sometimes, or maybe it's just me, that an older woman was once a young woman. And I've seen these current nanas, former ill nanas, work it like they can still put a hurtin' on a man. They may not be flat out dropping it like it's hot, but they can still wave it like it's warm. The most awkward part of class for me is seeing the portraits of dead civil rights leaders that adorn the walls. If you haven't guessed, the free class is offered in my neighborhood, and I live in the hood. I feel a little self-conscious shaking what my mama gave me under the grave, bespectacled gaze of Malcolm X. I can only hope that he would approve of me trying to stay in shape by any means necessary. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and the blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, stand-up comic, and Zumba girl a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat.